In a busy workplace, there may be times when you want to confirm that a message has been received and opened. Outlook includes message tracking features to help you get this type of information. To see what features are available and how they work, click Options.
Delivery receipts let you know when a message has been delivered to a recipient's inbox. To request a delivery receipt, select this checkbox. Read receipts let you know when your message has been opened. To request a read receipt, select this checkbox. Click Close.
You should note that you've set options to request receipts. Not all email servers can process delivery and read receipts, so you may be unable to get this type of information for some of the people you send messages to. You're done setting up the tracking options for this message, so click Send.
In the inbox, a receipt has arrived indicating that the tracked message was delivered. To open the new message, double-click it. When a tracked message that you send is opened, you'll receive a similar receipt message. Click the Close button on the title bar.
You can also recall messages that have been sent by mistake. When you want to recall a message, you need to open the copy of the original message that is stored in the Sent Items folder. Click My Shortcuts on the Outlook bar. Click Sent Items. The message that needs to be recalled is already selected, so press Enter to open it. Now click the Actions menu and click Recall this message.
From here, you can choose to delete the message or delete the message and replace it with a new one. You don't need to replace the message, so click OK. Notice that a banner appears indicating that you attempted to recall the message. Click the Close button on the title bar.
Let's switch back to the inbox and find out if the recall was successful. Click the View menu and then click Folder List. The folder list displays all of the available folders. To hide the Outlook bar, click the View menu and then click Outlook bar.
To switch to the inbox, click here in the folder list. Notice that there is a new message. Press Enter to open it. The message you attempted to recall was successfully deleted from Michael's inbox. Now click the Close button on the title bar of the message.
Email messages often contain important information that you may need to take action on. For those times when you can't immediately respond to a message, Outlook enables you to flag a message for follow-up. Let's flag a message to remind Linda that a follow-up is required. Click this message.
Now click the Actions menu and click Follow-up. To set a reminder, click the Do By arrow. Now click this date. The reminder is set to appear on Friday at the end of the business day. To close the dialog box, click OK.
This icon in the message list and this banner indicate that the message has been flagged for follow-up. If you move a flagged message to another folder, the reminder will still function. When a reminder dialog box appears, you have the choice of opening the flagged item, dismissing the reminder, or postponing it for a specific amount of time.
Using Outlook, you can monitor the status of messages that you send and flag messages that you receive to remind yourself that a follow-up action is necessary.